But I think the second thing this morning is also they chose wondering, yet they were worthy. They chose wondering. In other words, they chose, as these verses says down here in verse 37 and 38, it talked about they wandered in deserts, wandered in mountains, dens and caves of the earth. They chose wondering. Moses, didn't he wander his life? He wandered all around, didn't he? Children of Israel, there in the wilderness, all those years, all those things. We could go on and look back at some of the others. A lot of these men, they wandered, if you will. Abraham, he was a wanderer. Isaac, a wanderer. Jacob, you look at wandering all over the place. They chose wandering, yet they were worthy, as verse number 38 says. Not worthy when it come to the world, but worthy of a good report in the eyes of the Lord. You see, today, a lot of times the world looks at some people and they say, they're nothing. They're nobody. Look at them. That church, they're nothing. No, nobody. Look at them compared to this or compared to that. But you know what? These that had great faith, some of them were delivered. And some of them wasn't delivered. Some of them maybe had a great, nice place to stay. But a lot of them, what? They chose wandering. But yet, in the eyes of the Lord, they were worthy of a good report. But yet, think about what the world tells us today. We said the world says that if you're suffering, you've done something wrong. You've sinned. But yet, does the world not tell us today that if we are obeying God, everything in our life will be great? You'll prosper. Right? If you take and obey God and do the things God wants you to do, you'll never have a financial problem in your life. Right? Ain't that what a lot of people say today? Turn on the televangelist on Sunday mornings and you'll hear them galore saying this. There's so many preachers and people out there teaching that today, that if you take, send me your seed money. Amen. Plant your seed here. Don't seed it over there. Seed it here. Amen. Make sure you seed it with me. But anyway, simply saying, you think about this morning, they say if you are, everything will be perfect in your life. Amen? If you're giving, if you're everything is, you'll prosper. And everything will be great and wonderful. In other words, they say life will be a bed of roses. If you'll take and do what? Obey God and do exactly like everything He wants you to do. You get, some people think this, when they get saved, they think, well, oh, now all my problems in life's going to go away. There's some people honestly believe that. And there's some people believe that if they've got problems in life, it's because I'm not really saved. Because if I was saved, I would never sin. We've met people like this. And if I was saved, I would never have no suffering in my life. And boy, I'd live in a mansion on a hilltop down here and have nothing up there waiting on me. And never no problems and never have a care in the world. But yet, that's not what the Bible says, is it? Because all these, some of them, yes, were delivered. Some of them had great things that, in the sense of this earthly thing. But Moses didn't, as we saw the verse say. He chose the greater riches. He chose something better. And these right here that the Bible just listed out for us, they were not worthy of this world. But in the eyes of God, they were worthy. Why? Because they obtained a good report. And may I say today that if we're going to obtain a good report from the Lord, we've got to choose some wandering in our lives that we might be counted worthy. You say, what do you mean by wandering? Sell my house, sell my car, get a tent, and just wander around like a homeless person? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying this, when I say wandering, I mean the fact that there might be some hard things in your life that you have to go through. There might be some things like some of these that God may deliver you from, and guess what? Some things that sometimes God might not deliver you from, that God might want you to go through, that you might be worthy. You see, today, that's what these had to do. And a lot of times people think, well, I'm going through this because this problem in my life, because my faith is not where it needs to be. And yes, God can use trials to increase faith. But may I say this, Maybe sometimes the Lord allows these things in our lives, these hard things, these sufferings and all this stuff. Yes, it can increase and grow our faith. But you think about sometimes these things can do what? They can do the opposite. We have to be careful. But these, the Bible said, they had a good report. And I'm simply saying today that when trials and things come in our lives, we don't need to jump to the conclusion all the time that this is because I've done something wrong. It may be. Instead, we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, show me. Am I doing something wrong here or am I doing something right? How many times have we said, because it's true from what the Bible says, that if the devil don't bother you, you're not living for the Lord. If you're prospering, mansion on the hilltop, everything's great, everything's wonderful, you're prospering down here on this earth, you don't never get sick like that guy told me, uh-oh. It might not be because of pure ale, you're not having no issues. Right? Because, remember what we said earlier? There's never anybody that gets a 100 perfect score on their report card. That's right. Never. Because none of us are perfect. There's only one that did, and that was the Lord. Amen. You see today, but these had a good report. They didn't have all hundreds. They didn't have perfect. But they chose suffering over sin. They said, Lord, if you want me to suffer, to do what's right rather than go over here and sin and have all these earthly things, then I'll do it. Lord, if you want me to wander, if you want me to go through some earthly trials, different things, maybe not have as much stuff as some others do, is what I'm trying to say this morning by this wandering point, so that I might take and be worthy in your eyes and do your work greater in what you would have me to do, then Lord, that's what I want to do. Because I know that one day when I get to heaven, there's going to be a report card. The Bible talks about that for all of us as believers, doesn't it? Not a handout report card, but the Bible says that our works will come on the play, won't it? The things we've done here on this earth we'll give an account for, whether for the Lord or for not. There's a report card. Today, how about you and I? How about our report card? These had a good report card because they chose suffering over sin and they chose wandering, yet in the eyes of the Lord, they were worthy, but not in the eyes of this world. All of these listed in this hall of faith, I believe, are the elders and some others we could look at that verse 2 said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. These are the elders. All of them had one thing in common, named and unnamed in this chapter. All of them had a good report card. Amen? Now, when's the last time you had that in class? You didn't have that usually, did you? That everybody in that class got a good report card. That didn't happen too often, did it, Brother Brent? There was usually one or two bad seeds, right? That took, or not necessarily that sometimes, but just struggled for whatever reason, had a harder time than others. But you know what? Some people a good report card is an A. Some people a good report card is all B's. Or C, amen. Throw in there for good measure. And some of them was a D. As long as you pass, that was a good report card. And did your best. You see today, I thought about this verse, but how did they obtain a good report? For by what? It. They obtained a good report. Now, what is the it that gave them the ability to get a good report card in the eyes of God? Now y'all see it. Faith. That's the it. It was by the faith that's given the definition in verse 1 that they got a good report card in the eyes of God. Think about that. In other words, if you will, sometimes we think, and I thought about this, this really kind of struck me, and I don't know if it will strike you or help you at all or not. I hope it does. But in school, we usually have 4, 5, 6 subjects, electives, whatever you may have, depending on what point you're at. And there may be one class like science you're a little stronger in. And there may be some classes like history that you hurt in. You know? Me, language, English was my hardest thing I struggle with. You say, well, duh, I can tell that every Sunday. You're right. Amen? That's the one I struggled in the most. But you know what? I thought about our report card as a Christian. Sometimes we think about things this way. Well, am I witnessing like I ought to? Am I going to church like I ought to? Am I giving like I ought to? Y'all kind of get the picture, right? A class of giving. Okay, I got an A on that one, Lord. A class of going to church. Well, A minus. You know, well, I got a class on giving. Uh-oh. Give me an F in that one for now, you know. I give a couple times every now and again, but I know I need to work on it. But I thought about this report card. Is it, and this is my weakest subject, so if I'm wrong, I'm going to feel really embarrassed. When you use the word it, does it describe more than one thing or one?
It's Brent.
Usually one, right? Yeah. For by it, yeah, rather than those, are they, right, or something else like that.
That's right.
But it here is speaking of there is one thing, it, that they did that allowed them to have a good report card all the way down. In other words, there was one subject on their report card that matters. And if they had a report card this morning based off Hebrews 11, it would say this. Subject, it, parentheses, faith. They got a good grade. How about me and you? How about me and you? Because I'm convinced this morning that that is one of the most important ones. Because you think about, can you be saved without faith? No. Can you really serve and please God without faith? No. Could Job take and did everything he did without faith? No. Could Moses, Abraham, any of these listed here done the things that they did and had a good report without faith? No. They might could take and be strong in some other area of their life. But because they were strong in faith, what did it do? Not perfect in every area, but it gave them still a good report. And you think about sometimes you might have one B on there, but if you're strong in the other things, and guess what it kind of does? Kind of carries the weight. May I say, for the Christian's report card, the one that matters the most is faith. I believe the one that matters the most, even in the lost persons, is faith. Because if they don't have faith in God, and faith concerning Him when it comes to what the Bible says about the gospel and salvation, it don't matter. If they take and give 10% every Sunday, I get an A on giving. Well, that's great. Amen. But you know what? In the eyes of God, I think He'd rather see them come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and have some faith. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I show up to church every Sunday. I got an A+ there. I don't never miss. And I clean the church every week. Bless your heart, we need that. Amen. And I even told a preacher I'd lead singing. And boy, I put on a good show and everybody thinks I got a good reputation. I got an A. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you hadn't placed your faith and trust in Him, guess what you get? An F. You failed. Because your faith ain't where it needs to be. You're minus faith. I like that. Amen. F minus. Faith. No faith in your life. Amen.
You can't get no lower than zero.
But I close with this thought. I close with giving you this and we'll be done, I think. We're asking the question how to have a good report. It's by the it. It's by faith. If you want a good report, you get a good grade in the faith category, in the faith subject, in the it, and guess what you'll get? A good report. You say, but I don't know, this is kind of different than what I was thinking considering all, what about all this other stuff? What about all this other stuff? I think it all comes from faith in a lot of ways. Can I give you a scripture verse? You say, you're thinking. Why are you thinking that? Because of some scripture. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. In this same chapter, it says, but without faith, in other words, you failed that class. There's a zero there. Amen? Without faith, it's what? Impossible to do what? Please God. If you don't please that teacher, you don't meet your recommendations in the class, you don't do the things you ought to do, guess what you're going to get? An unsatisfactory grade. Because you did not please in getting where you needed to be with that subject. And you see that without faith, it's impossible to get an A on your report card. Without faith, it's impossible to have a good report before God. But with faith, guess what you can do? You can obtain a good report. You say, I see that, but how can you say with faith I can obtain a good report? Because the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. But there's also another verse of Scripture that says this, what's not of faith is
sin.
You see today, if you do good in every other area, but there's no faith there, then guess what you've done? Oh, I got an A, but I failed in faith. You know what you've done? What's not of faith is sin. Oh, I gave in the offering. Yeah, but why? What's not of faith is sin. Oh, I come to church every Sunday. Yeah, but why? So you can keep up your good reputation? What's not of faith because of God and wanting to do is sin. You see, the biggest thing that matters on the report card, if you're going to get a good report, is faith. It's all about faith. It's all about faith. How's your faith this morning? How's your report card? You see, what's not of faith, the Bible says, is sin. But can I go a little bit deeper? And I promise I'll be done. What's the word sin mean? This really struck me. Missing the what?
The mark.
We don't say it anymore, but what you used to call, what was the term we would use for your report cards? You were given what in school?
A bad mark.
A mark. Y'all remember that?
It's the mark when you just score.
Missed the mark. Why do I point that out? I'm simply saying this. What's not of faith is sin, or what's not of faith is what? Missing the mark. In other words, if you miss the mark in school, what do you get? An F. So in the eyes of God, if you are not walking, if you're not saved by faith, walking by faith, living by faith, if it's not of faith, if you're failing in that area, then guess what you've done? You've sinned, you've missed the mark, and you got a bad report card coming. Because the only way to please God, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You say, I want a good report card. When I get to heaven, I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So I'm going to put another dollar in the plate this week. Please do. But that's not going to get you a good report card when you get to heaven. You know what's going to get you a good report card? Faith. The it. This morning I ask you, Bible faith is the it. Bible faith is the difference. And if we have Bible faith, we can have a good report card. Just like these did. But you know what? To get the good report card, it takes faith, and sometimes it takes some suffering rather than sin. And sometimes it takes some wondering that you might one day hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Today I ask me and I ask you, how's our report card? How is it on the most important subject above them all? Faith. Let's pray.